We are now going to be joined by Vanderbilt running back coach Charles Bankins, who is still with the Vanderbilt staff. James Franklin, of course, moving to Penn State and taking much of his staff. So Charles has worked with Jordan Matthews extensively. Charles, we thank you so much for your time tonight and shed some light on the newest Philadelphia Eagle wide receiver, Jordan Matthews.
I'll tell you what, you guys probably got the best pick of the draft right there in Jordan Matthews. He epitomizes everything there is about a student athlete.
He is obviously dedicated to the academic side. Tell us about, you know, your relationship with him, his approach to the game, and his approach to life.
Well, Jordan has always had a chip on his shoulder. You know, felt like he didn't get recruited by the right people, and so he's always been out to prove to everybody that you guys all made a mistake. I'm here. My goal is to be the best at whatever I do. And he brings that energy. He's going to bring so much energy to your organization. It's going to be unbelievable.
When you saw him for the first time a couple of years ago, could you tell that he was special?
Actually, you know, he's worked himself into being a special player. You know, he did some things. He was competitive, but it was more so not so much his talent, but his drive to be good that caught my eye. And then he just continued to work and continued to develop and get better, and always looking for that edge in the game. Now, he does have great bloodline, so I think
yes.
That helps him a little bit.
Yeah, Jerry Rice Cousins, not a bad way to go here.
Coach,
no
do you, Coach, do you remember looking at him at some point and saying, you know what, this is a guy who could play at the next level?
Yes, and he willed himself to that point. And every time someone say he can't do something, he'd go out and do it. And, you know, he just, going into his junior year, just decided every time I touch the ball, I'm going to score with it. And I'm going to encourage the rest of the guys in my group to do the same thing each and every play.
Charles, it's interesting. Head coach Chip Kelly has said that Jordan will begin his career in Philadelphia as an inside receiver. How much did you guys move him around the formation? How much time did he see inside versus kind of being the one to stretch the defense on the outside?
Well, we put him where we need the playmaker to be, so he's played just about every wide receiver spot. And, you know, my tight ends used to get mad because we would run a couple stick routes. It was called Y-stick, and then all of a sudden it got changed to Z-stick because Jordan was moving inside and they were moving on the perimeter.
You know, we often talk, Coach, about different positions having different personalities that go with them. And often we say when it comes to wide receivers, a lot of them fit into the categories of being divas. And I get the feeling from what you're saying that that would not at all describe Jordan Matthews.
Well, what I do like about that, where he is a typical wide receiver, is he wants the ball. And he wants the ball in any critical situation in the game, and he's going to make plays. Where he's not your typical wide receiver is what he does to the collective group. He is always trying to promote other players on the team. You know, so we see that he shares the spotlight a lot with the other players on the team. Whether it be a defensive player, whether it be an offensive player, he's going to make sure that everyone else knows how good the other guys were. But he feels like he's going to get his accolades. He wants to shine the light a little bit on everybody else.
Charles, I know this is something very important to you, and certainly here in Philadelphia, it is, if you were to describe this offense, Merrill, I think you'd agree, it's a run-first, primarily offense that led the league in rushing last year. What is Jordan like with his willingness, with his physical ability to get down and dirty, blocking in the run game?
He's going to put his face in there because what he wants is he wants his teammates to do well. So whatever it's going to take for his teammates to do well, he's going to be willing to do that. So he's going to go in there, root guys out, and he'll be the first one down the field to go help the running back off the ground.
Charles, what kind of pride are you feeling right now? You must be very happy to see such a great young man get his shot so early in the NFL draft.
Well, it's what we all preach in our program, that we want guys that are committed and trained, and he's definitely committed to the process and trained himself for this moment, and he's getting what he deserves. And you guys are getting a great young man and a great football player.
Charles Bankins, we thank you so much. Running backs coach at Vanderbilt, thank you so much for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Hey, anything for the Eagles. I got two guys in the strength staff up there that I've worked with in the past, so I'm excited for you guys to be able to work with.
Thank you very much, Coach, and have a great night.
Thanks, Coach.
You too.